distant future view. A multi-stellar empire, synthetic minds and starship crews. What a dream, nightmare and less. Dust, the void of space. Answers to ancient mysteries. Like horror with the ancient race. These are the chronicles of Teddy Flask, an unlikely hero, an impossible task. These are the chronicles of Teddy Flask. It's space control by destiny. The dreadnoughts are the consulate, the empire and Aslan too. Never try to thwart the plan of Mr. Flask and his half-vodka crew. Magic and science ever vie. Dominance in space. Evil and good are this time drawn into the bloody race. Within its flow are the only chance the travelers have to stay the universe we know. The chronicles of Teddy Flask, an unlikely hero, an impossible task. These are the chronicles of Teddy Flask. These are the chronicles of Teddy Flask, an unlikely hero, an impossible task. These are the chronicles of Teddy Flask. Controlled by destiny.
To the coreward lie the Zodani, mysterious humanoids with strange psionic powers. To the Spinwood lie the cold, calculating Imperials. When the threat of the Zordani's rapid expansion became too real, the second largest client state, Kratola, sold out to the Imperials. The bargain? Complete military support for complete domination. The deal struck hard into the hearts of Kratola's people, and within the state's internal structure, chaos reigned. Over the next few years, countless pirate organizations sprang up, aimed against the Imperials. Using small unit tactics, the pirates wreaked havoc on Imperial patrols, seriously jeopardizing all their attempts to fortify the area. Now, 4 decades later, the Imperials have established a rough control. Navy depots and way stations have been set up all along the Zordani front. Export communication routes have been established, and the pirate organizations have turned to raiding commercial vessels. Harmony has been restored somewhat, but the people's attitudes towards the Imperium are still mixed, and the threat of interstellar war looms ever present. Aboard the Starship Endeavor, the captain's door opens.
Ah, Mr. Flask. Welcome. I see you brought your monkey.
Beaker.
What?
Chalky's a beaker, not a monkey.
Oh, yes. Well, the steward said you wanted to see me regarding some problem.
Captain Angelis, I'm going to be frank with you. Your engines are trash. Your previous engineer did a lot of makeshift repairs. And from the overall condition, I'd say they're at least 2 months past annual maintenance. I'd like you to turn around before jump and have the repair work done here, at Arbuto.
Well, I commend you on your efficiency, Mr. Flask. When I hired you on last week, I hadn't expected as much. But to turn around? Well, that's absurd. The engines are in fine condition. I mean, what would the passengers say if
I showed them this data cartridge containing the record of your last overhaul, performed on 11-47-015, over a year and a half ago? Data taken from your own computer log. Nice try, Captain.
How dare you? That's classified information. How did you get your filthy paws upon it? Breaking access codes is a highly legal task, Mr. Flask.
So is operating a passenger vessel with faulty engines. Quiet, Chalky. I'll have you know, Captain, that a short call to Starport Security will have a patrol cruiser and boarding party up here within the hour. Having your license revoked won't do much for your credibility, or your pocketbook, Captain.
All right, Mr. Flask, all right. I'll level with you. Turnover has not been very good this year, and I haven't had the capital for the overhaul. I've been covering it up, yes, but I will have enough cash once we've reached Diachrome and unload this cargo. I was planning to have the repairs instigated there.
Well, I'm a reasonable man,